Classic Hits 107.1 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Cottle. They have announced the 2023 season for Drayton Entertainment. Joining us on the phone line is Artistic Director Alex Moustakas with Drayton Entertainment. Good morning, Alex.
Good morning, Jamie. Thanks for having me on.
Alex, I don't know where to begin taking a look at this season. Wow, wow, wow comes to mind. Where do you want to start? Obviously, the musicals are where people gravitate to, but what an upcoming season you've announced.
Yeah, you know what? The 2022 season has looked like it's finishing very strong. Our production of Mamma Mia completely sold out. Our Panto Wiz of Oz that's in St. Jacobs looks like it's a sellout. And our production of Sound of Music at the Hamilton Family Theater in Cambridge looks like it's heading to a sellout as well. So all I can say is live theater is alive and well and living in Drayton Entertainment.
So, oh, that's good news.
You know, it really prompted me to go big for next year, and we're back to what I would call pre-pandemic levels of programming, and I've kind of designed a season that's going to appeal to everyone between the ages of 5 and 95. So we're very excited. It's going to be, you know, the hard part is putting the season together. It literally takes me months. And then the easy part is announcing it. And then the harder part is now to execute it for 2023.
Oh, of course.
We're looking at 19 productions, plus our new Drayton Entertainment Youth Academy production that we're doing in February. So really it's about 20 productions.
Oh, that's fantastic. Yeah, so what would you like to spotlight right off the top of the list? What do you want to spotlight?
Well, listen, we've got some great musicals. We're kind of doing the Ontario premiere of the regional premiere, a fully produced show of Beautiful, the Carole King musical. We're excited about that. In fact, you know, I'm happy to announce that Shalina Kennedy, who's a Stratford veteran, but also performed the role of Carole King on Broadway, will be directing the production.
So
I'm
exciting!
Really excited about that. You know, we're bringing back Kinky Boots that we didn't get to opening night back in 2020. We only got three previews, and then we had to shut down. So that's back. You know, we're bringing back a remounting from years ago, Evita. We're doing Fiddler on the Roof. It goes on and on. Some amazing musicals. Well, 14 musicals and 5 plays.
Oh, fantastic.
Well. So I would say it's something for everyone.
Yeah, and Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat caught my attention, too.
Yeah, that's always been a favorite of audiences. We've done it over the years a couple times, and so we'd like to produce that show again. And you know, people love it. It's as popular as Mamma Mia. You know, people want to see Joseph for sure.
Okay, and of course, great musicals and great musical reviews. We should say too.
Yeah, we've got. We're bringing back the crooner that played at the Schoolhouse this summer. It's going to be playing in Grand Bend at the South Huron stage. Featuring Michael Van Hevel, who's one of the top crooners in this country. There's a fun little jukebox musical called Shaboom, Life Could Be a Dream. Again, it's a little something for everyone. And of course, we're also doing Buddy, the Buddy Holly story, which always does well.
And of course, there's also comedies and dramas. We've got Perfect Wedding, which I've seen at Drayton Entertainment. That is such a fun British farce, that one.
It is. You know, it's set in a hotel, and all the mayhem that happens on a wedding day, as it were. There's a new comedy as well, called The New Canadian Curling Club that we're doing. And then the dramas, A Few Good Men, which is the courtroom drama that, again, only had a few performances in St. Jacobs before we had to shut down in 2020. And there's a great topical drama called American Son about racism that I think will really resonate with audiences as well. And that will be the first show of the season, opening on April the 5th.
It is interesting for this season, as you mentioned, Alex, you are able to revisit some shows that maybe just didn't get enough performances on stage. So this is going to be so exciting to look forward to.
Yeah, it's, you know, there were a lot of disappointed people in 2020, and, you know, It was tough to shut down all seven of our theaters for 2 years, so it's nice to revisit some of those shows and add some new ones as well.
And a couple of pantos, of course, back in.
Yeah, well, you know, it's they're the family favorites, and that's when I say it will appeal to years 5 to 95. Well, the 5 and 6-year-olds will always love the panto. And what I love about our pantos is, you know, it's 3 generations. You have grandparents and parents and kids all come together and experience live theater together, and makes it all worthwhile.
Oh, my gosh. We are so looking forward to this season, 2023 season with Drayton Entertainment. And, of course, you can go to DraytonEntertainment.com for ticket information. But in the meantime, still some shows are happening, as you mentioned, Alex, for this season.
Yeah, we're opening The Sound of Music here in Cambridge on Friday. And then Wizard of Oz, the panto, opens in St. Jacobs the following week as well. We've got kind of our wartime review at the schoolhouse in St. Jacobs, playing till December the 3rd. It's called We'll Meet Again. So lots happening still.
You bet. DraytonEntertainment.com is the website for all of the details. And Alex, I'm just looking at some of the posts or the comments about the season. Great lineup. Wow, this is I'm excited. Can't wait. Love Drayton. That's a great response right there.
It is a great response, but I have to tell you, the ones that are most excited are the actors, the singers, dancers, and musicians. And they're the ones that were hit the hardest during the pandemic. And I see, I think they see an opportunity to get back to work, and that's what this is all about.
You bet. Support the arts, support theater, Drayton Entertainment. Alex Moustakas, Artistic Director. Thanks so much for this, Alex, and of course, we'll keep in touch.